But Lois isn't well, so I've got Lois's PowerPoint slides. And I'm going to do the best I can to deliver the talk that I think Lois was going to deliver. I might have tweaked it a bit, and I might be just using it slightly to be naughty, as if I would do such a thing. The great thing is she's got the most genius illustration. And Hannah has offered to help me in any way I needed help this morning. So I can try the illustration with Hannah, and if it doesn't work, it's going to be Lois's fault, not mine, isn't it? Are we all in agreement on that? Yeah? Yeah, we're good. Everyone's nodding. That's what I love. So you've heard the reading. It's about the wise men. But we're just taking a particular slant on it. We're looking at their faith, how they saw this star, and then they acted on what they saw, and they sought out Jesus. And so we're really thinking about faith in action. Can I have the slides up? Is that okay? Yep. So kind of this is all about putting faith into action, not just thinking something, but actually doing something as a response to the faith we have. This is where it gets messy. It's messy in life anyway, isn't it? You know, actually putting our faith, if we just had to kind of do the Christian life in reading a Bible or in a book, it'd be really easy. Putting it into practice is much harder. And putting faith into action is much harder too. So at this point, Lois suggests a visual aid. And she suggests, give the next slide up. She suggests we do something called the milk bottle challenge. So I bought my milk bottle. Pardon? Is it not going to have milk in it? I've got it wrong already, haven't I? It's a milk bottle. What's the point of it being a milk bottle without milk in it? I need a volunteer. And Hannah has very kindly volunteered. Come and join me, Hannah. Did you bring a
not
change?
Not sure volunteer
did,
is
did you
quite
bring
the
a
right
change
word.
Of clothes as suggested?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Probably not. No, you're right. You're right. I did speak to Zara, and I did say, is it all right to get her mother wet? Apparently, Zara thought it was okay to get her mother wet. So, again, I've checked. I've got all the promises and all the permissions I needed. And you're a volunteer? Okay. Now, the idea is we take the top off. And we put a piece of card over it. And we turn it upside down. And we remove our hand. And the card stays there. Isn't that great? Do you think that'll work? Do you think it'll work? Do you think it'll work?
No.
Honestly, no fun. Okay, I only knew I was doing this yesterday, so I didn't have much time to experiment. I did try with a milk bottle or a water bottle with some water in it. And I've got to say, I wasn't very successful, which is why I'm doing it here and not over Hannah's head. There is a YouTube video about how to do this, you know. He did it, but it, for the life of me, it really doesn't seem to work with a plastic bottle. However, I still have faith to believe we can do this and make it work. I do. I honestly do. I do have faith. And it's interesting, actually, because often faith is based on evidence. There is some evidence. I have tried it at home, okay? And it was at home. It was genuinely successful. So. Apparently it's called science. It creates a vacuum. Now, just to kind of test it a bit further, I've got a bigger one. because, you know, it would be boring if we just stopped there, wouldn't it? Yeah? It would be boring. I mean, I could just do this. Cut out the middle, man. Oops. That might be a bit too much. I was looking for playing cards at midnight last night, I have to say. So what do we reckon? Do you reckon?
Possibly.
Possibly. Should we let Hannah sit down now? And children, if you're going to do it at home, do it with Dad, not Mum. You'll probably be much more popular. Probably also do it in the bathroom or somewhere where there's lino, not on the lounge carpet. You know, just as kind of a bit of a, kind of a suggestion there. The point was, I think Lois was making, and I don't know this quote, but I'll share it anyway. Could have the next slide up. Thanks so much, Nick. That doubt can only be removed by action. And that's Johann Wolfgang van Gogh. And the whole point is actually you struggle with doubt over something until actually you put it to the test. It takes action to change it. I have to say, I prefer this quote, and this is kind of one of my old heroes. Faith is really spelt R-I-S-K, risk. Faith is only faith when we step out and we trust what our kind of trust is placed in. And we don't do that by kind of sitting in our kind of seat at home comfortably. And that's what the wise men did. They put their trust in what they saw and they followed it. They acted out. They took a risk in following that star. So let's just kind of unpack that a little bit more. If you want to go somewhere that you've never been to before, what would you kind of use to get there? The sat-nav. Typical modern lady. I've got some slides, and one of the slides is a sat-nav, but it wasn't the first one, actually, but never mind. Clearly, Lois thinks differently to you. What would be the first thing you would do if you wanted to get somewhere and you'd never been there before? A map. I've also got a slide for that as well, but it's not the first one. Anything else you might do?
Get an address.
That would be useful. Hand up at the back. A compass. Hadn't thought of that one. Although I have actually got, I also did think you might follow a star. Is it just in the Bible that people follow stars? Everyone was looking at me kind of bemused. Didn't sailors use stars and things like that to navigate? You know, before we had radar and sonar and all those kind of other, you know, and sat navs and all the rest of it that we have now. Let's just kind of run through. The first one was ask for directions. I think that's the next slide, actually. Yep. You might ask for help. Next one was you might use a map. Good. Next one was, yeah, you might use a sat-nav. We got there in the end, Dedo. Very modern. Or you could follow a star. And that's what they do. They see this star, and they see something in it that makes them realize that something significant is happening. And they believe that it's significant. But they don't just believe that. They actually act on it. They take a risk. They put their faith into action. And they follow the star. There are a number of things they do when they put their faith into action. Thanks. Let's jump to the next one. This is the R. There is another word up there, and it says seeking. They sought this child in Jerusalem. They went to the palace, which is the obvious place to look. And then they looked in the scriptures. And then they kind of got instructions where to go. What else did they do? How else did they put faith into action? Well, they also worshipped. They came there not just to kind of meet this king, but they went there so that they could worship him. And finally, they also gave. Thanks. They came with gifts. They came fully prepared. You know, it's, you know, it, it must have been an incredible journey to have to plan. But they didn't just plan the number of days they would need to be away from home. They didn't plan the number of tents they would need to sleep in with all of their servants and all their entourage. Even before they went, they thought about what gifts they would take to give to this king that had been born. And of course, come on, someone help me. What were they? What were the gifts? Gold, frankincense. Mark knows. Thank you, mate. And they have huge significance, don't they? You know, gold is for a king. Frankincense is about worship. And myrrh is all about death. It's a strange thing to give to a baby. But kind of, there's almost that kind of foresight in the sense of Jesus's death, even then. So kind of, they don't just kind of sit on their bums or on their faith. They put it into action. And kind of they trust God to guide them. So how might God guide us? And how might we put faith into action? Kind of any suggestions about how God might guide us? We were really good at coming up on how we... Dado's there straight away. Go on. God might guide us through scriptures. And that's what happened in the reading. They got to Jerusalem. They got out the scriptures. They looked at the prophets. They discovered that it was in Bethlehem that the Christ was to be born. How else might God guide us? Pray. Yeah. And we might pray. Sometimes we might even know that God's guiding us. We just asked him and he just directs us. Yeah. How else? Through another person. Yeah, sometimes you get that bit of advice and kind of you know it isn't just kind of a bit of good advice. It's got that kind of hallmark that God's speaking through that person. You know, actually sometimes the things that people say to us kind of can be God guiding us. Kind of one more really obvious one. Yeah, Holy Spirit. Yeah, prophetic words. One of the things Scripture talks about is how God speaks to us. And how his spirit guides us and how the spirit gives prophetic words. And yeah, you have to test those. But also they can be part of that story too, can't they? And actually you see a bit of that going on in this too, don't you? Because the story doesn't end when they get to Bethlehem and they bring their gifts and they worship this child. Because when they're there, they then have this kind of dream. And Joseph has the same thing. That warns them it's not safe to go back to Herod because Herod can't be trusted and Herod doesn't want to worship the child. He wants to kill the child. And so kind of it's already like the Holy Spirit through dreams, which is one way kind of God can prophetically speak to us, is kind of prompting them and warning them. So I'm not recommending that you go home and pour glasses of water over your parents. But actually what I am saying is at the beginning of this year, we need to be... Someone said... I'll tell you who said it to me when I talk on it later in this term. Someone said to me, are we risk averse as a church? You know? That's quite frightening. If we're risk averse and faith is spelt risk, does that mean actually we're faith averse? This year, do we want to be risk averse or faith averse? Or are we prepared to take risks and trust God? Let's pray.